Emboldened by Harry's success, the rest of the class climbed cautiously into the paddock. Hagrid untied the hippogriffs one by one, and soon people were bowing nervously all over the paddock. Neville ran repeatedly backward from his, which didn't seem to want to bend its knees. Ron and Hermione practiced on the chestnut while Harry watched. Malfoy, Crabbe, and Goyle had taken over Buckbeak. He had bowed to Malfoy, who was now patting his beak, looking disdainful. "This is very easy," Malfoy drawled loud enough for Harry to hear him. "I knew it must have been. If Potter could do it, I bet you're not dangerous at all, are you?" he said to the hippogriff. "Are you, you great ugly brute?" It happened in a flash of steely talons. Malfoy let out a high-pitched scream, and next moment Hagrid was wrestling Buckbeak back into his collar as he strained to get at Malfoy, who lay curled in the grass, blood blossoming over his robes. "I'm dying!" Malfoy yelled as the class panicked. "I'm dying! Look at me! It's killed me!"
"You're not dying," said Hagrid, who had gone very white. "Someone help me! Gotta get him out of here!"
Hermione ran to hold open the gate as Hagrid lifted Malfoy easily. As they passed, Harry saw that there was a long, deep gash on Malfoy's arm. Blood splattered the grass, and Hagrid ran with him up the slope toward the castle. Very shaken, the Care of Magical Creatures class followed at a walk. The Slytherins were all shouting about Hagrid.
"They should fire him straight away,"
said Pansy Parkinson, who was in tears.
"It was Malfoy's fault," snapped Dean Thomas.
Crabbe and Goyle flexed their muscles threateningly. They all climbed the stone steps into the deserted entrance hall.
"I'm going to see if he's okay," said Pansy, and they all watched her run up the marble staircase.
The Slytherins, still muttering about Hagrid, headed away in the direction of their dungeon common room. Harry, Ron, and Hermione proceeded upstairs to Gryffindor Tower.
"Do you think he'll be all right?" said Hermione nervously.
"Course he will. Madame Pomfrey can mend cuts in about a second," said Harry, who had had far worse injuries mended magically by the nurse.
"That was a really bad thing to happen in Hagrid's first class, though, wasn't it?"
said Ron, looking worried.
"Just Malfoy to mess things up for him."